In the Horn of Africa, the east part of Ethiopia, stands an old Islamic city in the New Age. A city believed to have been founded by Muslims around the 10th century or even earlier. A city with 83 mosques and over 100 Islamic shrines. Some call it Harar, others the city of the people. It is also called the Ancient World City or the Jugal. According to United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, this city is considered the fourth holy city of Islam, after Mecca, Medina and Jerusalem al-Quds. The main source of information on Harar is oral tradition. The people of this walled city, or Jugal, believe that around the year 1256, a group of 405 sheikhs arrived from the Arab Peninsula who chose this site to found the city. It is believed that Islam was introduced to Harar through the port of Zeila by traders and followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. This Islamic city was ruled by imams and emirs. Harar is said to be the base for followers of Islam in East Africa. The people of Harar believe that one of the sheikhs, Sheikh Abadir Umar al-Rida, was instrumental in resolving tribal conflicts in the first millennium and enabled the city to have good governance and administration. He also gave the city its current name, Harar. He is now referred to as the father of Harar.
Sheikh Abadir was not sheikh. He is an organizer, administrator, and a fighter. He fought against Portuguese. He wants to invade Harar. So in the port of Hargeisa there, he defeated the Portuguese and kept the area peace, Islamic peace, and so on. So that's why the Harari and Somali and the Oromo, they call it Abadir, is our father, protector, defender of Islam.
Today, the first Quranic school that Sheikh Abadir established hundreds of years ago still stands. From here, the Al-Badir, he started teaching the principles of Islam to anyone who was interested. And after that, they were commissioned to go and spread it to other inhabitants of the city.
Especially after the government of Amir Nur, Amir Talha came here and he proposed three strategies. One is to provide a market for these people around this town. The second one was teaching them this Islamic faith in the way that they understand. The third was marrying, intermarriage. So Harar was saved by three strategies.
Everybody, he sent, you know, sending everybody so that they come for the Jum'ah prayer, for the congregational prayer. Then he made a khutbah on the Jum'ah, saying that we were not created for now. Allah only created us, made us tribes, and only to know each other, not to fight for lands or to fight for tribal pride. So for this reason, he said that day he made an important shift for the people.
The Harari people call themselves Gay Usu, meaning habitants of the city. Anybody who comes into the city and accepts to live according to the way of life, which is Islam, is not identified by his tribe or origin. He is only identified as a habitant of the city.
Gay Asli Islam Nesidi Jasa Medina Mibo Yuga into Kalhabashi Bulizifaraka, we are well Sajil Zalkutabi Untabel Asli Islam Nesle, I intimum Bainte.
The people of Harar do not differentiate Islam from their culture. The two are so intertwined that everything about their way of life reflects Islamic teachings.
For example, if you get pears, boy, they say Allahu Akbar. When it was Asa time, when you are buried, the people read Quran. When you enter the ears, they read Suratul Yasin and the Suratul Mulki. And they call Allah from being what's from your beginning up to your end. This culture became what? Islamic religion became the culture of Islam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Harari people are prayerful. There are 83 mosques that currently exist in this 48-hectare piece of land. Some mosques are just 100 meters apart. It is said that in the beginning of Harar, there were 99 mosques to signify the attributes of the names of Allah. However, with time, some were closed and one was converted into a church.
بجيح بجيح عمر زلال فما تبكد انت مسلم متزنات بعد النارتي هي سبب لي مسكدي بس اللي فلك.
According to United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organizations, because of this, Harar is considered the fourth holy city of Islam.
Each mosque with its own imam who calls people for prayer.
In this way, the residents of Harar maintained a tightly knit relationship with Islam. Jami Mosque stands out because of its minarets. On Friday, during the Jummah prayers, the Harari people would all gather in this grand mosque for prayer and also to discuss society issues. They still gather here every Friday. In Harar, there exists spiritual Islamic shrines where the people go for prayers. There are over 100 shrines. One of the famous ones is the shrine of Abidar, a female saint. It is called Ai Abidar. She was a great teacher and a great preacher of Islam for women. Women come here to pray. During weddings, brides come here to seek blessings from the saint, as well as get advice from other elderly women. The city of Harar is located on a 48-hectare piece of land. During the rule of Emir Nur, between 1559 and 1567, a wall was built around the city. The jugal, as the wall is called, was for protecting the Harari people, not only from invasion, but also from non-Muslims at that time. It is 3 to 4 meters high. The 3-kilometer wall still forms the boundary of this city hundreds of years later. The measurements of this wall were done according to the Islamic measurements, which translate to 6,600 armpit lengths. The ancient wall had 5 gates, representing the 5 pillars of Islam. During the ancient times, each gate had a purpose that included administration, defense, and social affairs.
This is Assum Gate. This is one of the best gates, the main gate into which the business people, the people inside the wall, the residents, go to Hajj, to Mecca, just went through, used to go through this gate, and there is a port. This is a port, just found in Somaliland, the Ila. The second gate is Asma'ad-Din Gate. Asma'ad-Din is a name of a great preacher, saint, who usually used to go to teach Islamic thoughts and lessons to others. And the other one is Badri Gate, remembering the Battle of Badr between the infidels, the Quraysh, and the new phase Islams. This fourth gate is Sugud At Gate. Sugud At means a bundle of bones. There was a slaughterhouse, and when sheep or any livestock is slaughtered, the rubbish was thrown around this gate. The livestock from as far as to Bosaso was coming through this gate. The fifth and final gate is the Argob Gate. Argob Bas are the ethnic based people who live 220 kilometers away from here.
The gates would be closed at night and opened during the day. Harar had 24 watchtowers around the city for security purposes. In the present times, these watchtowers do not exist, and the gates are used as normal exit and entrance points of the city. Harari people still have holy manuscripts that date back to 800 years and beyond. Ali Sharif is a Harari resident who has established his own museum. For 23 years now, he has been collecting archive materials, including ancient Islamic holy writings. All the Quranic writings were done by hand.
Here, all of the books are Quran, special Qurans. When special Quran, the Quran is one. But this book was written by woman. By woman. This have also amazing things. In tafsir al-Quran, interpretation of Quran, what did it has? In Harare, before 400 years, the world is divided by 12 places. The center is Mecca. And they wrote what? They wrote the name of the known cities. So that if you go anywhere, you put this picture, this circle. North, south, east, west, and you look your cities or your neighbor, then you make salat like this, or like this, or like this, like this, without magnetic field. Another amazing book is this. This book tells us how many chapter in Quran, how many surah or bismillah in Quran, how many sentences or ayat in Quran, how many words in Quran, how many letters. After that, how many alif? They calculated before 320 years. And they put everything here.
Work, he has moved around the world selling the strong Islamic heritage of Harar. Currently, Sharif is doing preservation of the Islamic manuscripts that he has collected. He cleans the pages and binds the books to make them strong. He then covers the books with leather and polishes them with wax to give them a shiny luster. One book can take up to 10 days to preserve, depending on the condition of the pages. He has also begun digitalizing the Islamic manuscripts. He takes pictures of each page, then stores the files in a database.
I collect 1,200 books, Islamic books. 1,200 books. With that books, we preserve and bind it, 600 of it. We digitalize about 900 of it. And we preserve it in Washington, D.C., Hill Manuscript Museum in that Sabah University in the air. And for the time being, in this exhibition room, we display only 1% of our collection.
Is a living museum. In 2003, UNESCO awarded the City of Peace Prize to Harar.
It's really commendable to see that they have kept the old town, and it really looks like 100 years ago. So I think that is very commendable. And also I can really touch the tolerance and the coexistence between the Muslims and the Christians and then the different ethnic groups. So that is something that is palpable in the city.
It's so interesting because it's so compact. Everything is so close to each other. And it's not like a dead monument where you just go to see a house, but it's so much alive.
The city of Harar wakes up to robust activities daily. Different people earn a living in different halal ways, which means ways accepted by Islam. Through the walls, businesses like textile, tailoring, retail shops and restaurants operate. Fresh food markets are found near the five ancient gates. The Hararis grow their own food, sell the extra to each other, and some is transported to neighboring regions like Jijiga and even neighboring Somalia. those who are farmers, on pieces of land outside the ancient wall. Walking around the old Islamic city of Harar, one has to know his way around, or else you can easily get lost. This is because the city has 363 alleys, most of which look alike. Among them, this very narrow alley is very notable. It is referred to as the Reconciliation Alley. It is said that during the ancient time, when people had conflict, they were made to go through this alley, and because of its narrowness, they got real close when passing by each other, and hence the reconciliation was achieved that way. When the sun sets and the inhabitants of the old city get back within the confines of the ancient wall, other people, especially visitors in Harar, head off some few meters outside the ancient walled city to watch hyenas being fed. Every day after dusk, these men, in the awe of visitors, call out hyenas and feed them. The Harari people believe that hyenas cannot attack anyone within the Islamic walled city. In fact, the residents say there have been no cases of hyena attacks. Today's Harar is just like old-time Harar. That is why it is called a living museum. The spirit of Islam is so strong that it is bound to live in this ancient walled city for years to come.